Mercy and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from the parable chapter, Matthew 13. We hear again these words. And Jesus told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. He who has ears, let him hear. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. As we listen to our Lord Jesus today, be assured that he is not giving us a lesson on agriculture or teaching us how not to waste seed. Instead, he would teach us something much more important. Today, as always, he speaks to bring people to repentance and faith in him. He speaks to draw people to himself and all that he offers them. Now, to understand our Lord, one must have the Holy Spirit to teach him, so that he may hear properly. He must have saving faith in Christ. But because we are by nature dead in our trespasses and sins, we must all confess that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. If left to ourselves, we would never understand any of God's word, much less Christ's parables. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel and enlightened me with his gifts. And so to understand what this parable is about, we listen to our Lord's explanation. And as we do, we hear that a sower went out to sow. That is what a sower does, after all. And as he sows, he doesn't seem to be very efficient, since the seed falls on various types of soil. But of course, Jesus tells us that he's not really talking about sowing seeds. He's talking about the preaching of God's word. St. Paul writes, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so the emphasis in Jesus' parable is not how the sower sows, but that he sows generously. And then what happens when that seed lands on the various kinds of soil? You see, the parable is really all about the proper hearing of God's word, and especially the holy gospel of Jesus Christ. So, as the seed has power in itself to grow and bear fruit, so even more so the Word of God. For again, St. Paul writes, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. Indeed, the seed of the gospel is life-giving seed, and it does produce fruit. This gospel is Christ's word of forgiveness, life, and salvation. And this word is powerful and effective because it is the word of the Word made flesh. The gospel grows and produces fruit because it gives us Jesus Himself. For Jesus came to be our Savior, your Savior. He came to live the perfect life you and I cannot lead. He came to earn God's favor, which we cannot earn. He came to give us His righteousness, which we lost through sin. He came to suffer separation from God and to bear the full weight of God's wrath over sin. Jesus came to deliver us from death. He did this when He suffered and died on the cross under God's judgment, the Son of God dying for sinners like you and me, a sacrifice for sin, a substitute for sinners. He thus defeated death itself. And because of Jesus' death in our place, because the final sacrifice for sin has been made, sin has been atoned for. Jesus rose on Easter morning to show us that He had defeated death and left it without teeth. Eternal life with God has been won. In Christ, we have the forgiveness of sins. In Him, we have the victory of life now and for eternity. And He is the one who prepares our way to lead us into the kingdom of heaven. Following Him, we enter. Without Him, we're lost. Jesus is our everything. He who has ears, let him hear. And yet, this powerful, life-giving, fruit-producing seed lands on various kinds of soil. That is, it lands on various kinds of ears, or it finds its way into various kinds of hearts. Jesus is describing what happened when He preached the kingdom of God and the various receptions He received. And it also then describes what would happen when the apostles and even preachers today preach that same word. While some took His word, heard His word, took it to heart, and produced fruit, many didn't. And so as we listen to our Lord's own explanation of the parable, let us be sure to hear with open, honest, and contrite hearts. For because of the natural hardness of our hearts, the good seed is often easy pickings for the devil. Before it can sprout and grow, the devil takes it away from us. He tries to get our eyes off Jesus, to get us distracted with other things, so that the word won't sink in. The devil distracts us with thoughts that we'd rather be someplace else, or that there's got to be many more enjoyable and profitable ways to spend a Sunday morning than sitting in church. The devil stirs up and kindles something that is bothering us so that we don't really hear or understand the word that is being spoken. And as we're distracted, the devil snatches that very word away from us. This is indeed the great danger of hardening one's heart toward God and His Word. At other times, we receive the Word with joy, but when trouble and tribulation and persecution come our way because of the Word, we let it go. We turn in on ourselves. Indeed, we may be excited about the gospel and how good it makes us feel. But then someone throws cold water on our enthusiasm. We'll stay with Christ and His church when everything is smooth and pleasant and we get our own way. But when hardship comes on account of the gospel, when God's word is a hard word, then we're likely to fall away and stay away. Furthermore, when the thorns of the cares of the world, the worries of this life, and the deceitfulness of wealth spring up, God's word and its effect is choked out in our lives. We can become so concerned about the affairs of this life that we don't take God's word to heart. Or we become so comfortable with our wealth or our desire or pursuit of it that we feel no need for the word. In either case, we bear no fruit. And that's also why Jesus warns us that we cannot serve both God and mammon. My friends, if truth be told, we are all like these three unproductive soils on any given day, even on Sunday. At times, we are distracted and the word is snatched away before it can enter our heart. Some of us will receive that word with joy, but there's no root. And so, no fruit. Sometimes, we are caught up in the pursuit of earthly comfort and personal pleasure, so we may hear the word, but it gets choked off before it can bear fruit. And sometimes, and we pray that it is often, this word of God being preached to you will sink down into you, take root in your heart, spring up and grow and produce abundant fruit. The good news of Christ will do that in you and for you. And when it does, that seed gets all the credit and you get none. For you don't make yourself good soil. You don't really bear the good fruit. Rather, the seed that is sown in you makes you good soil, and it is that seed which bears the fruit. He who has ears, let him hear. And so then, hear the word with gladness. The seed that is sown will turn your hard, stony heart into good soil. That is, as Ezekiel says, a heart of flesh. Through the preaching of the law and repentance, God will make of you good soil in which His seed of the gospel will take root, grow to maturity, and bear abundant fruit. Yes, God Himself will do everything needed for that word to grow in your life so that it will be a healthy plant bearing the fruits of faith. And thus, God sends His preachers to you to keep on bringing you the Word. Jesus feeds you with all the nutrients you need, with the rich food of His heavenly feast. The Holy Spirit implants in your heart the word sown in your ear, and He waters that seed with the ever-flowing waters of holy baptism. Yes, God has sown His good seed in your ear and will cause that seed to grow within you and to bear fruit. Listen to His word even now. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.